Hello, this is Pastor Gary from First Baptist Church of La Plata. Today is the date that the 32nd president said would live in infamy. In 1941, 80 years ago, the United States was attacked by 360 Japanese warplanes at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. Because a squadron of B-17s was expected from the United States around the same time, no alarm was sounded when the warplanes appeared on radar. In total, the U.S. Navy lost 4 battleships, 3 destroyers, 5 other ships, 169 aircraft, and 2,400 soldiers. Japan, on the other hand, only lost 30 planes, 5 small submarines, and about 100 soldiers. Providentially, all 3 U.S. aircraft carriers were out on training maneuvers during the attack and would be used to exact revenge on Japan 6 months later at the Battle of Midway. War is always costly in terms of lives lost as well as finances. One day, the Prince of Peace will rule over the Earth at Peace from the City of Peace, Jerusalem. During that time, known as the millennium, the prophet Micah declares, quote, "And they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more." The United Nations in New York City has a statue of a man hammering a sword into a plow based on this verse, but advancing the false notion that people working together will achieve world peace. Mankind will not bring world peace, but the Messiah will.